Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. We have Matt Smith in the studio with us. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Gabor. Glad to be back again.
So this episode is going to be, this is an important one. So I'm going to say it. So it's foundational principles. But you might be listening like, come on, guys, I'm way beyond that. I understand the foundational principles. Matt, could you kind of expand on a little bit and just the reality of it, and for yourself too at the end, like, you know, this is not just student, you know, teaching thing. It's important for you.
Yes.
Every day. So,
every painting I do, I run the information that that's going through my brain through the prism of the foundational principles of art, which are drawing, value, design, and color. And that's if you really break it down. If you expand it out more, you can certainly get into, if you really want to take it out, line, shape, form, value, color, edges, texture, and the arrangement of all those elements. We study those in art school. I certainly did, at least the classes were defined that way, which made sense. But my experience has been the need to focus on all that and understand all that never ends. We just go down this rabbit hole and go deeper into what a drawing is, just from a linear standpoint, proportion versus perspective, two-dimensional versus three-dimensional, and how we're going to use that and apply it to our subject, how we use that to select our subject. I was painting on the coast of Oregon the other day, and I was overlooking one of the most beautiful, simple, strong statements that that I've seen along the coast. And a fellow came along and said, you know, I just came off this trail, and you really need to go down this trail. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. So when I was done painting, I packed up and I walked down the trail, and there was nothing there. There was a lighthouse off in the distance, and I'm sure he saw that and thought that was beautiful. But when you're looking for big, simple shapes, a strong value contrast, elements like those that really provide for a strong design, you need to employ your understanding of those foundational basics to really pull that off. So it's a constant study. It's something we need to think of throughout our lives as artists, and not discount it and say, it's the basics, I'm beyond that. You're never beyond that. You will always use them. You will always break your subject down into those basic principles and then build up from there. At least I do, and I found that to be very helpful.
And isn't that most often we get in trouble when we disregard some of those basic?
That's been my experience.
I hate the word basic, right? Because it makes it sound unimportant.
Yep.
But when we...
But it quite frankly is that.
Yeah.
And pretty much anything you do in life, if you break it down to the basics, that's the bare bone structure of what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you don't start with that, no amount of flash on the top, no amount of, you know, fancy color or, you know, texture or brushwork is going to fix the problem.
Yeah.
So start there and build up from there. And that's why I break it down in just those four basics of drawing, value, design, and color, because everything can be tucked away into one of those categories, even texture, edges. So simplify it as much as possible, get that foundation there, and then build back up from there.
And it's in that order. That's another important thing here, right?
To me, it is. A lot of people say, well, the most important thing is design. Well, talk to me about solid design when you have bad drawing.
Yeah.
Because all you're going to notice is the bad drawing. So get that drawing down. Get your understanding of value relationships and color theory down, and then how you organize it at all is important. And of course, they all change from subject to subject. One might be more about drawing. One might be more about color. Mm-hmm. One might be more about the interesting arrangement of elements.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is they're all intertwined, and they're so important and supportive of one another.
Yeah.
But at the same time, one might come out as more important over here and another more important in this subject. So it's important to understand them and apply them to what you're observing.
I would make a little note or a big note right above my easel or next to it, with these, what Matt said, in this order. So can you say it one more time so they can write this down?
Yep. Drawing, value, design, and color.
Okay, I would definitely put it by my easel because that's something you will have for the rest of your painting life. I think it's that important.
And for the record, if you're wondering why color came in last, it's one of those four fundamentals you can eliminate and still have a great painting. If you don't believe me, look at the Grisaille paintings, the black and white paintings of Carl Rungis, William Herbert Dunton, and those in the early 1900s, those paintings they did for reproduction in black and white magazines, those paintings are beautiful. Yeah. However, color is the most emotional of the basics, yeah. So reintroduce that, and it can be very powerful. So yeah. Again, they can come and go, so you have to analyze them on an individual basis.
Maybe that's our next episode with Matt about color, which is always... And Matt says that, you know, I'm not a colorist, but I mean, you look at Matt's paintings and there's beautiful, beautiful color in there. They're a little bit more subtle, but that's maybe something we can discuss in the next episode about the subtlety or color or the power of grays. Sure. and some of those things. I think it's important. So
absolutely.
All right, Matt, thank you so much. This was a good one.
Yeah. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. If you're interested in Matt's teaching or you would like to learn more about Matt, make sure you visit us at TucsonArtAcademyOnline.com. Matt has a downloadable, we call it a digital download, downloadable instruction series. These are start to finish demonstrational paintings. And he also has a course with us, a mentoring course, a 365-day online mentoring course. And it's a full year with Matt. One of the best values, I believe, as far as art education goes. We should be selling, I think, these courses for a lot more, but at the current prices that we have, it's more than fair, the amount of time that Matt will give you over the year. So make sure you check it out at TucsonArtAcademyOnline.com. Thanks, everyone.